Let's hope and a prayer. What just happened?
What just happened?
I don't know. I still hear you.
Okay, we are live. We did it.
All right. Hello.
Okay, let me give the audience a few minutes to jump on and make sure.
I feel like I'm too far away for the sound.
I just don't want super close.
Yeah.
His chest.
All right, let me just make sure.
That
Dark Horse comic book.
I like it.
Distribution. We used to drink a wine called
A wine?
Mm-hmm.
Dark Horse. All right, there we are. Okay. So, to the audience, unfortunately, I'm not able to see the live feed. So, I will try to finagle a way to get your guys' comments and questions in. But we have a few comments here for Corey set up that he's going to have a little discussion about the Cosmic Secret. And just to let everybody know, the Cosmic Secret has debuted at number one on iTunes. So that's pretty incredible for day one in the first 10 hours that it's been live. So. How you doing, Corey?
Doing well. It was actually within the first 27 minutes of going live that it went number one.
Wow.
That's an item so far. We're going to hit number one on Amazon, and we'll probably have a repeat of last time. Above Majestic was number one for like 6 weeks, and everyone's expecting this one to blow the doors off the last one. So we're excited.
That is fantastic. Awesome, Corey. Well, so where are you right now?
I'm in Eben Park in Boulder, Colorado. You know the name of that peak?
Settlers.
Settlers Peak is right behind me.
Settlers Park.
Settlers Park. Okay. And we hike in this area sometimes. And we thought it'd be a nice backdrop.
Awesome. Fantastic. Looks gorgeous. I'm sure it'll be pretty when it starts snowing there.
Say again?
I said, I'm sure it'll be pretty when it starts snowing there.
Oh, yeah. We've already had a really big snow, and it's beautiful.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's jump right into some of the questions about the movie. So your first film, Above Majestic, which we just discussed, obviously went number one on Amazon. The Cosmic Secret's already got number one on iTunes. We're sure it's going to be number one on Amazon probably by the end of the day, maybe the end of this broadcast. So with Above Majestic, it was primarily focused on a lot of the darker information that the disclosure community is collectively trying to bring to the light. So why did you choose to create a sequel that was focused on the spiritual ascension aspect of the disclosure movement?
Well, all of the information I've been getting for the last few years has been pointing to there being a cycle that our planet and solar system goes through to where there's a solar sneeze or a micronova. And that's recently been backed up with scientific journals. If you watch Suspicious Observers on YouTube, you'll find a lot of information about it. And, you know, of course, my contacts with the Blue Avians and the Anshar have been leading up to building up to an ascension that's going to occur during this solar cycle process. So what better time than to bring this stuff up to talk about, you know, how, you know, we need to clear our karma, our trauma. We need to be service to others, 51% or higher, very difficult. And that we need to live more spiritual lives and prepare ourselves for this next solar cycle that's going to occur. It occurred nearly 12,000 years ago, and it's occurred in increments before that. So there's really nothing we can do to stave it off, but it is something that in the movie we cover and show that it's not a doom and gloom scenario. It's a rebirth. It is a new beginning. And it's after that new beginning, it's a new beginning for humanity consciousness-wise. We all begin to connect and merge more and more because of the electromagnetic field changes. It connects our electromagnetic fields together. So we thought that it was a very timely topic.
So one of the things that you've discussed before too is kind of that end time madness, because we're coming into that higher frequency wave, and you know, it makes the good gooder and the bad badder, you know, to put it simply.
Crazier.
Right. For sure. And I think that, you know, all of us pretty much on planet Earth, at least that are aware of this ascension process that we're going through, have definitely seen the crazier happen. And we've seen kind of some of that end time madness. But would you also say that you've also seen some of that consciousness renaissance that you've discussed too? So are we also seeing the positive become more positive, but maybe just getting kind of drowned out by the negative?
Well, it's a small percentage. The people that are approaching 51% service to others and are of a high vibe, very few are able to attain that right now because of this Christ consciousness energy that's coming in and is agitating all of our traumas and karma that we've kind of left in the darkest corners. I'm no different. I've gone through quite a lot of that over the last year. So, relationships are being challenged. People are being pulled into their own egocentric bubbles to where they're forced by these energies and circumstances to deal with parts of their ego, their distortions, their third density hangups that they're still hanging on to. We're all being forced to deal with those. Even those of us in the spiritual community are not immune. We're all being pulled into these little egocentric bubbles to focus on ourselves and our traumas. So, you know, the only way out is in. So go ahead and focus. Allow yourself to be a little egocentric when it comes to dealing with karma and trauma.
I know that I can attest to to that journey happening to all of us in the spiritual community. I don't think any of us are excluded from that. So that kind of brings me to your most recent update with the Anshar. So the Anshar recently resumed communications with you after a prolonged period of silence, and their focus on internal triggers versus outward blame and attacks. So how has this message assisted you in your personal work, and what suggestions would you give the audience in regards to applying the Anshar message to their own inner work?
Well, I felt somewhat abandoned by the Anshar. They had pulled their energy back. Part of it was because my vibration had been affected by all of the attacks. There were people that attempted to frame me for criminal activities, and it finally came out and they got exposed. But during that time, man, it was terrible. And, you know, I had very few communications with the Anshar. I had some dream-type communications. And they explained to me that everything was going to be at a stalemate until I dealt with certain karmas, certain relationships, and certain distortions of my own. They said that they had to withdraw. The energy of their consciousness interacting with me shields me a little bit from this end time madness stuff. They withdrew their energy, and I began to get more and more agitated, going more and more into my own little ego bubble. All of these distortions of my own started popping up, but I didn't quite want to see them. I was having, triggering issues, and, you know, just all of these, and all of the triggering issues were just opportunities for me to see unresolved issues that I had. So I was stuck in that for a period. And then, the Anshar came to me again and really helped me focus on dealing with a lot of those distortions. And, course, they're not dealt with. They are set before me, and I see them now. Before, I had put them way at the back in the darkest corner, because those were the things I didn't want to deal with. And I just looked in front of me at everything I had dealt with and patted myself on the back. And and the way my energy was, I hit a glass ceiling, and they had to back away and allow me to succumb to my own ego, to my own distortions, and to these energies that are triggering it all. So that's going to be a big part. I'm going to be doing an online course at the beginning of the year that's going to talk about breaking into fourth density, the ascension process, how to ascend in a way that's less abrasive, and talk more about the time I spent with the Anshar and what I learned about fourth density, the new consciousness that we're going into. So I'm going to take a lot of what I've experienced and put it into this online course. It's pretty interesting stuff.
That's fantastic. And I know the audience is going to be super excited to hear about that. Because again, none of us are exempt from this journey. And I mean, you're not alone in what you've been through. I know that I've been through similar. I know that some of the people we work with have been through similar. And I know that humanity is, you know, is going through it right now. So you're definitely not alone.
Everybody's going through it. Everyone. Yeah. That's why we have to try to be as compassionate as possible to others, even when they're acting like assholes. Because we don't know what they're going through. There are other subs that are going through what we're going through to some degree. And we have to, if we really want to be service to others and respect other people's free will, then we also need to respect what they're going through. And that can be very hard because I've got a lot of jerks coming after me. And having compassion and learning to try to love those people has been one of the biggest hurdles for me vibrationally. You know, practicing what the Blue Avians had me preach on forgiveness and, you know, letting energies go so they don't stay in the world and cause friction with these energies coming in. So it's been quite a, I've gone through so many metamorphoses that it's pretty crazy. And the recent one has been very beneficial.
That's great. And I know one thing that has been, was a turning point for me in my own personal experience here on this planet is understanding that we are a traumatized planet, you know, and there's everybody, whether, you know, they were in a secret space program or they've just been living their regular life, you know, in their small town, the whole planet is traumatized. That's kind of the point. So if understanding it from that point of view and perspective can really help bring out that compassion when you start to see it in that larger perspective.
The Anshar, because I was asking them, do you see us like monkeys or pets or what, you know, so far ahead? And they say no. They see us compassionately, sort of like we would see a very, very underdeveloped third world country where maybe like Haiti, when they had that huge earthquake, everyone was traumatized. Everyone had some sort of mental illness from abuse and a crazy poverty and all of the other stuff that they've gone through. And that makes them unpredictable and dangerous, you know, people in those situations. Well, we're really no different. We're just in a slightly different scale, different. These beings have to be very careful around us because we are unpredictable. We're either going to try to worship them or kill them or, you know, we're just, they consider the most well-adjusted of us on this earth mentally ill. They see us as a mentally ill mass consciousness that they're trying to assist come out of the illness.
I mean, I can see that, you know, quite honestly, if you look at that from the bigger picture, it makes sense.
Yeah. All the megalomaniacs out there won't like that analogy, but it's true.
Well, we'll just look at it as we just gave them a little inner work to do. Okay, so then let's get to a few questions about the movie. So, who were you most excited to interview for The Cosmic Secret?
That's kind of a loaded question with the list of people we have on that movie. We have quite the list of people from, you know, Laura Eisenhower is always just a powerhouse of information. Dr. Sala is. I think we had, you know, Major Salas, U.S. Army, I believe, that we have just so many. John D'Souza, mm-hmm. other person with great information. He has a very interesting, you know, past and background in law enforcement. Brings credibility and extra insight into different topics in the movie. So I don't think I could pick one person.
That's fair. I don't think I can either. I think it's really great too that we've actually got some new names on there that we're not used to seeing, you know, in our particular bubble. So I think I'm really excited to get to look at some new information as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a lot of reviews come in, and they've all been positive. People are really excited about the movie. Yesterday, the reviews started coming in because people in Australia had the movie before us because they're a day earlier, and getting a lot of rave reviews. Aussies. So, yeah, I can't remember all of the different languages that this is being translated into. It's like 8 languages. We even had them recently add Portuguese to the languages that it's going to be translated. I've been invited to Experience 2020 in Brazil in September of next year, and it's going to be a huge conference, and the first time I've been to Brazil. So all of the Brazilians are going to have access to the movie before I come down. It's going to be cool.
That's fantastic. I know we have a very large following in Brazil. So if we have any of our Brazilian audience fans listening right now, I'm from America, and we should have the Portuguese subtitles here shortly. But I know that we do have them in at least Spanish, French, maybe German. And like you said, there's about 7 or 8 Portuguese. There's about 7 or 8 other languages that it will be. What was that?
I said, I think Japanese too.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, so if there is one thing that you want everyone to take away from The Cosmic Secret after watching the movie, what would it be if you could just round it up into one point?
Don't be afraid about the coming changes. That if having forewarning is a major gift, the more you spend time on dealing with your inner work, and whatever religion you are, being the best example of that religion or faith. You don't need a new faith. You don't need a new religion. You don't really need a guru. I mean, some gurus are helpful, you know, especially in the beginning. But really going in and doing the inner work is, the most important thing I wanted to get across. And also that this is going to be an exciting thing. It's going to be a very traumatizing thing when it happens, most likely when the solar sneeze does occur. But after it all happens, we are reunited with our cosmic cousins. We begin to connect with each other in a way that we never have before. And we find out that ascension is just an expansion of consciousness. And that's what will occur.
That's fantastic, Corey. And so are you already planning a third film or your next project, or can you give us any spoilers as far as what you're working on next?
Well, we've been asking for investors to contact us at sphereingalliance@gmail.com to see if we can get out more of these movies a year or other types of properties. I can't really go into detail with the graphic novel. Of course, we had some legal hiccups and stuff that hit us back. But, I've just had some major people come on board to start assisting us. Got our major animators from Hollywood. I don't have their permission to give their names, but they are involved with some very major animation studios. They're very excited. I think that there are a lot of different ways to animate my information. Of course, we're working on the movie and TV series with a major platform. We, working with some pretty large A-list people right now. So we're hoping that gets greenlit very soon. And we've got a couple other ideas, other projects that I don't want to pull out of the bag yet. Of course, I did mention that I'm going to be doing a online series or course, much like what David Wilcock did. And I think that's going to be very, very popular. The information I'm going to put in that course is going to be pretty life-changing. And I think that's really all I can talk about, but we have a lot going on. I have, like I said, I I just agreed to do a conference in Brazil. I have people discussing several other countries with me, maybe even Australia, and a few places here in the U.S. So next year, there will be a lot of traveling, and I will be doing a lot of conferences promoting not only the Cosmic Secret, but some of the other things I can talk about.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Corey. You gave us just enough to keep us hanging, so that's good.
Well, everybody, please go online, order The Cosmic Secret, give us a good review, and maybe start sending it around to friends and family that you're able to talk into watching Above Majestic. This one you might be able to get more people to watch because there isn't as much scary stuff in it. It's more uplifting. It's a little bit of fearful stuff when we talk about the Earth changes, but it's overall very positive.
Awesome. So all the people that we scared with Above Majestic, the sleepers, we'll send them The Cosmic Secret now so they'll feel better. Awesome. So Corey, what I'm going to try to do now is see if I can jump into the live on Facebook to see if I can see any of the audience's questions. So audience, give me just a second. Let me see if I can
look around.
Sorry if there's any back feed, guys. Well, I don't think that's going to work, guys. So if you guys do have any questions, if you left any questions in the feed for the live, we will try to get them answered through Corey, and I can post them in some other places. Corey, so I hear it's somebody special's birthday today. Do we maybe want to give a shout out?
Yeah, it's Stacy's birthday.
Hi.
Caress is with us today.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Stacy.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Good.
Our movie going to number one on your birthday. Does that make it a good day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It makes it just a little bit more different and better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a sweet birthday present.
Yeah. Hey, that's ever happened on a birthday before.
All right, guys. Well, I know that you guys have, you know, more birthday celebrations and hikes and stuff to get going. So we want to let you guys go, but we want to, Corey, thank you for coming on. We wanted to get out as much information as we can, and we're going to keep pushing the film, and I can't wait to see when it goes number one on all the rest of the platforms. Like we said, probably by the end of the day. So.
Right. Oh, I did want to thank Jenny McCarthy for having me on her show. I think, her exposing, my information to a whole new audience was a part of our movie going number one so quickly. So I wanted to thank her and her production team for having me on. David Wilcock and I will probably be on her show here pretty soon as well.
That's fantastic. Yes. Thank you, Jenny. Your guys' interview was amazing. I mean, she handled the information with such poise and such, you know, she really conveyed how important it was. And that was just an incredible interview to listen to.
Yeah. She's the best interviewer that I've ever interviewed with. We had 30 minutes to fit in all of this. And I was like, oh, we're going to touch maybe a third of it. But she like grabbed it by the reins and we fit all of this stuff in 30 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I was amazed.
Yeah, no, she's definitely a pro, and it was very heartwarming to feel that she took it as serious as not only we all do, but as serious as the information is, and she gave it the respect that it deserved. And it was, I'm a fan for life with her now, for sure.
Well, you know, she's a light worker. She's doing, you know, she's on her mission to affect the mass consciousness in a positive way. We're doing things in our way, and we all, you know, connect and have a major effect on the mass consciousness. And, you know, that's, you know, when the Blue Avians and the Anshar were wanting me to bring this information more to like Hollywood, I was like, man, that's like the last place I expected to bring it. But they said, you know, the work I'm doing now, you're kind of preaching to the choir. This information needs to get out to the mass consciousness, even if it's in sometimes sci-fi or other types of ways. All is, like they told me from the beginning, it doesn't matter if anyone believes it. All that matters is that the information makes it into the mass consciousness. So there are a lot of us, there are a lot of white hats in Hollywood, surprisingly. A lot of white hats that are celebrities and in the government as well, in the military. So we're all kind of coming together to fulfill our parts of the mission.
That's fantastic, Corey. Well, we thank you for living out your mission, and all of us will keep doing our parts as well. And again, guys, so The Cosmic Secret is now available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Vimeo, Vudu, Xbox, PlayStation, and Fandango, and exclusive to Vimeo and iTunes. Oh, did you say something, Corey?
Yeah, and it's also on most U.S. cable networks direct. So check your local cable network as well.
Oh, fantastic. We'll put out some more information on that too. And also, guys, an exclusive offer to Vimeo and iTunes is 3 hours of additional behind the scenes content. That is exclusive to Vimeo and iTunes. So you will not see that on the other platforms. However, it is available on all those platforms. If you go on Sphere Being Alliance, Corey Good's Facebook page, Cosmic Secret, Full Disclosure Project, all of ours have all of that information with links to purchase. So, and also it will be available for rent here in the next few weeks as well.
Thank you.
All right, Corey. So thank you again so much. Is there any goodbyes you want to say?
No, I just want to thank everyone who has rented or bought the movie. We were, like I said, number one on iTunes within 27 minutes or something like that. And we expect it to do even better than Above Majestic did. Above Majestic was on iTunes and Amazon, number one, for 6 weeks straight. And we're expecting even bigger things with the Cosmic Secret. So thank everyone who is helping this jump so high so quickly.
Definitely. And Corey, so Above Majestic is still available. Do we know where people can see that if they haven't heard of Above Majestic yet?
I think it's on iTunes, but it's on Hulu as well. So if you have Hulu, you can watch it there. But I'm not exactly sure where all it's available right now.
Okay, so we're definitely on Hulu, possibly iTunes and Amazon, guys, if you want to check out Above Majestic, or if you have friends and family that want to see part one, if you get them to watch The Cosmic Secret, definitely just give it a search, but it is out there. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Cosmic Secret page. We are actually going to have more Facebook Lives coming up this week. Tomorrow, we will be interviewing Roger Richards, the other co-director of The Cosmic Secret and director of Above Majestic. So stay tuned for more information on that. And thank you guys for joining us. Please enjoy The Cosmic Secret, and keep ascending, guys. All of us are working towards the same goal. Bye.
Bye.